Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you were a child actor, but
Sandlot,
and you had to be in something, but you weren't a big star now, but you were known for one fucking movie.
Sandlot.
Sandlot's pretty cool.
Sandlot or Little Rascals.
I was going to say Little Rascals.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. A little Darla Alfalfa moment.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Bug or
like child, right? Sandlot is different than the Rascals. Like they were little.
They were like six.
Yeah.
Seven.
Sandlot. They were kind of like teens.
Sure, like 3 or 4 years older. Like nothing
older than the Little Rascal. There were babies.
Yeah. No. I feel like Sandlot, they were like 12.
Yeah, preteens, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember them as toddlers.
It's because you were like young when you watched it. So like looking at them, they seem so much older. But if you look at them now, you're like, oh my God, they're like babies.
The Hills or Laguna Beach, I was watching recently. Yeah. I was like, huh?
Mad. They were young.
Yeah. Or even watching like Hannah Montana, you think she's so much older than you, and then you're like, we're the same age.
Yeah. So weird.
Crazy.
Kristen Cavallari, though, I feel like she still looks the same kind of.
I don't even know who that is.
Sorry.
I recognize the name, but I don't know who that is.
Spencer Pratt is still with
Heidi Montag.
Yeah. Heidi. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like high school lovers.
From the show. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, and they're doing great. They have a kid.
They got hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing so well.
Did you see the last video of him with the hummingbirds?
Yeah.
There's like 18
sick.
Around him.
Pretty sick.
Hummingbirds, I want to become a hummingbird guy, but then once you create like that haven, when you go outside, it's like
they're on you.
They're like, it's
they're kind of scary.
Yeah.
That sound of them, it's like mini helicopters.
They look like birds that could like kill you.
Well, I get scared of them because they're beaks are so long and sharp. Like that shit would just bam right in your eye.
I can see them taking over the world. Where's that coming from?
The headphones.
Oh, I was like, that's a sick ringtone. Give me that phone. Give me that code.
Family Feud.
I always wanted to add hummingbird feeders at your last house.
I had one
side of the house because you had those big windows.
Get rid of your village first and then you can replace it with a hummingbird feeder.
I'm not putting hummingbird feeders in our house. Maybe on your balcony would look kind of cool.
We had one here for a little while, but
yeah, it worked.
How do they find it?
I think they just smell the sugar water.
It's like the squirrels with the nuts. They smell it one day.
Oh, they're getting so big because they keep going in the chicken coop and eating all the chicken feed.
Uh-oh.
Like they're getting chunky.
They're getting fat.
You know the squirrel knows which drawer holds the nuts?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean which drawer?
Well, they come in the house.
They come inside the house. So we keep the peanuts in a drawer, right? Right under the coffee machine. If the door's open for a second, you turn your back, you turn around, he's already inside looking up at the drawer. And then he'll try to jump up, but he slips.
Well, I guess it's not surprising because they come to the door every day. Right. So it's almost like...
It's just crazy.
It's one more thing to remember.
It got this far.
Yeah.
And now the chickens will come right up to the door and they wait. It's like they tell each other where the food is.
Do you think it's getting out of hand or are you proud? They've gone this far.
We crossed the line a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured.
As soon as they went in the house and got on the couch, that's where it should have.
Like Mariah editing and she's stroking it as she's editing. Yeah. Right. That was
too
crossing
far.
It. Yeah.
Too much.
Too far.
With the buck there. And the there.
Right. Yeah, we've got a little farm going on.
How are the chickens? The chickens good?
They're doing good. They kind of just been hanging out like undercover because it's been raining so much.
You didn't bring chickens inside?
I'm more okay with the squirrels coming inside than the chickens because the chickens just walking shit everywhere. Like the squirrel, I feel like is like, I probably shouldn't do that in this house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You also have more of a trust with the squirrel too because the squirrel's been around the block for like what? I'd say a year now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good.
What's chicken shit like? I always feel like you hear chicken shit.
Yeah, right. It's bigger than
you think.
Yeah. Is it water?
No.
It's like little pellets?
It's
like rat poop?
You ever seen like walking like in like the grass by like a lake or something, and there's like a like duck poop, like that green white. Oh. It's like green and white, like
yeah.
Oh, probably like this big, that round.
Little chicken shit.
And then it's like a little pot. It's like a little Christmas tree.
I thought it's like bird poo.
Kind of, it is.
Have you? Yeah, it's like bird poo. What's that game where people chicken shit bingo where you get it?
What?
You ever heard about this?
No.
You get a chicken and you put it on top of a big bingo card. Oh,
cow pie.
And people bet where it's gonna shit.
That's like the cow pie.
What in the redneck?
That's fun.
Yes, yeah, so there's like there's bigger ones with like they have like cows.
You guys are trying to come up with new games for the backyard when you throw parties. I think
that's good.
We got one on our hand.
Huge
here.
Cash prize.
Exactly. And you have two chickens on, not just one. Now we can split to teams of two, right? We have one black, one Flo.
What's the first one's name again?
It was Abigail. Now it's Florence.
Florence.
Then name the black one Abigail.
Abigail and Florence. Abigail Breslin and Florence Pugh.
Shit, I don't know those people.
You have Abigail Breslin, Little Miss Sunshine?
No.
Florence that's Pugh. Her. Oh, that Little Miss Sunshine house was for sale. I wanted to go to the open house.
Mm-hmm. Which house?
It's in Burbank.
Their house?
The house.
But
the
they're only, Miss in, but no, they're only in the house in the beginning of the movie because then they go on a road trip.
But that's the whole, I mean, it's just like Drake and Josh. They're never in the house. It's just.
Oh, true. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
It's like iconic.
All right. Woo! Let's go, baby.
It's coffee time, baby. Yeah.
Ow!
Wowza.
Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you again for joining us on another episode. Mm-hmm. We're on the 100th and 80th.
We're getting 180. We've done a full 180.
That's right,
full
baby.
Full 180. Mm-hmm. Wait, actually, are we?
No, 163.
Oh, Zane.
I saw the six when I was, never mind.
That's all right. We're close enough.
Yeah, I know.
How is everyone doing? How are y'all doing?
It's just kind of hot in here right now.
Yeah. Heath, oh my gosh.
Oh!
Holy shit. How'd you been keeping that a secret this whole fucking evening?
If you're listening, Heath shaved his head and just revealed it.
Wait, what? It looks great.
Heath, I'm tearing up.
It's bad. It's real bad.
I think it looks cool.
I think he looks like a Hubble model.
I think you look like you're in Brockhampton.
Heath, I don't know why. You want to know why I just teared up right now? It's almost like you just revealed you have cancer. I know it's fucked up.
I was looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, there's people you see outdoors that are like buzz cut and you're like, that guy wears a buzz cut. If I went out in public, people would be like, something's wrong with that guy. He doesn't rock a buzz cut.
I think you're rocking it, man.
I like it.
Let me see it. Look at me.
I think it makes you look younger, kind of.
I think it'll look better once like my hairline gets filled in.
I know why you got it cut.
Yeah, I'm getting my transplant in 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, they're going to buzz it off anyway, so I might as well like enjoy it and surprise you guys on the podcast.
I think that's kind of a good move.
Now that I'm looking at your hairline, it's like there's not much done. There's not much that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to fill in right here.
I thought it was more than that.
So you're getting it done in 2 days, which is today, right now, we're recording on a Tuesday. I'm going to be Thursday.
This back on.
Let's soak it. We'll know this segment. We talk about it.
Oh my God. Look at me in the little camera.
Yeah, I know. It's good. That light bar behind you is almost like shining this, like shine on your head.
Wow.
It's nice. Yeah. Do you remember that one time you did shave?
My beard.
Oh,
but it was like when you were kind of at like your biggest. And you're like, that was more shocking than this.
Right.
This is still a good look.
Yeah.
So you're getting it in 2 days. How are you feeling?
I'm honestly nervous, but I've seen you Zane do it twice, so I'm good. It's just more of a like having a procedure being done. The only thing I've ever gotten done was my wisdom teeth taken out.
Okay.
I just don't like the whole surgery process. I guess
I would say. The recovery for wisdom teeth is pretty much the same as hair transplant.
Yeah.
You would think it's worse. Hair transplant would be worse, but
there's more maintenance.
Really not.
I think that, but there's more of like, you have a whole fucking a calendar.
Oh
like,
yeah, it's a damn of course.
Lunch.
Of course.
It's a damn lunch calendar every day.
Because it's so sensitive. Like it's each little graft. And you know, as soon as you like rub it the wrong way or sunlight's on it, you could like just damage it.
There's more post-maintenance, post-op maintenance.
Let's just say you're going to take care of it better than me.
I'm excited.
I have nothing to worry about.
Mariah, how are you feeling about it?
Well, she shaved my head today.
Was that your first time
shaving a head?
I think so, yeah.
Did you guys have fun when you did it? Or did you go for like a...
It felt good.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of it. Like, I didn't want to see until I was completely shaved.
Okay.
So I didn't get to see like, you know, the reverse mohawk getting done and all the... messed up
but
part.
But I've also always wanted to grab a buzzer and just do it myself. Yeah. Like just that, like
you have a good scalp. I'm worried. I think I have birthmarks and scars.
That's what he said. He goes, are there any moles?
Yeah. I think I have a few moles.
It's kind of cool to like, I've never done this before. I've never had a shaved head. So it's nice to just see, I guess.
Yeah.
You just wake up.
It's something new. There's not much in life that you could do, I guess, that's new.
Yeah.
Unless you like shave your head.
Exactly.
It's like, it's weird. Like throughout your life, everybody, it's like a universal urge to just like cut or shave your head.
Yeah.
Like starting with children, they grab the scissors. Every kid cuts their hair at some
point. They just want to change.
Like, don't you just want to grab a razor and just be like,
Zzz. Let's all shave our heads on this episode. You guys want to buzz them?
No.
I mean, it's just too late.
Do you ever see those videos or challenges where it's like, we're all shaving our heads and you see people like shaving their heads? I think it's one of like the worst, not the worst, but it's a scary situation to get socially sucked into where everyone's like, come on, we're all doing it. You're like,
I guess.
Especially for like girls, it takes years to get your hair that long.
Do you feel like, what's the word?
Free?
Bear?
There's a word that they describe with like-
Liberating?
Liberating. Yeah, like when a girl like shaves all her hair, she's like, I feel liberated.
I feel empowered free. At all. I feel really like, I feel more like a hermit right now.
Oh God, okay. Like when I shave my beard, I don't want to leave my house.
Yeah.
I feel the worst about myself. So it's like, you feel like you want to stay mm-hmm. inside. Okay,
all right. But it's like fun to just
it's
like-
It's nice to touch it though. It was weird because Jordan was like touching my head and I've never felt temperature on my scalp.
Oh
it's like, very sensitive when people are touching your hair.
Well, like just like I felt how hot his hand was on my head. Because normally like there's hair there and it's just like,
yeah,
you don't feel it. But feeling like this is like, I feel my cold hand. It's really bizarre.
This remind did you guys see the clip of you remember that model show? What was that model show? It was
America's
big.
I want to be made.
America's Next Top Model.
That was a good one though.
I saw a clip of like I had to do with like a girl had a buzzer head. Like there's this challenge where everybody had to do something different, and then when they got to the one girl, they're like, for this you need to buzz your head off, and everyone's like, what? And she started crying and she was like, I don't want to buzz my head off. Like that's once my head is buzzed, that's it. Like, and they're like, you have to do the challenge. You have to buzz. And it was so fucked up.
That show was pretty bad.
And she was like, you could see her. She was like,
really didn't want
crumbling and crying. And like,
and she got eliminated the next episode.
She got eliminated. How is that so messed up?
That show was
bad.
Tyra Banks was fucking on one.
Shave it.
She still is on one. Do you see her trying to host things? I don't think she knows where she is. That's crazy.
But even the other challenges, like you're sitting there like, how did they allow this?
Remember they're like, switch races. She's like, you're going to be Asian. You're going to be black. They made the models switch races.
Like that was, they would have different challenges for each photo shoot. So like what Zane's talking about is before the whole week, they would have to have a makeover to like be like give them an image. And then the challenges would be like, okay, we're going to switch it up. The twist is you're going to be a different race.
And they went like, they went far with it. Like everybody.
Who was approving this?
Remember the little side host guy? His hair was like fucking plastic.
Yes,
he was just like, we're going to make you into
Indian.
Yes. A little Indian woman. Like
this,
excuse
this blonde
me.
Fucking crazy.
In 2005 was a different time.
That was a different time.
That was some crazy shit.
Wild.
America's Next Top Model.
Looking, you know what else is weird too? Looking back at Fear Factor.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing that bad on there except for like the bug eating.
Bro, no, some of it is insane.
What was like some of the really bad ones?
They just show no remorse.
Would they be like pouring like pig's blood on somebody?
Yeah, and eating like bull testicles, and then they would make you go underwater and like hold your breath like for like an insane amount of time to like do some like task underwater.
Yeah.
And I obviously like you have to like face your fear, but like some of the stuff you could tell that they were just like, they were going way too hard.
Like they knew everyone was going to lose that challenge because nobody could hold their breath underwater for like 3.5 minutes.
Like I think somebody actually got,
that was on Man Eats Dog or something. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was a more extreme fear factor, but it was like a massive pool and shit.
Somebody,
got brain damage
because they, weren't breathing underwater and then ended up like passing out and then like got brain damage because they had to like get him out of the
was
water.
Was that Joe Rogan season or was that Nick Cannon season?
No, this I think was
Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Luda.
Love him.
Like, I knew it was one of them. It was one of them. I knew
what
that.
A crazy show.
Ludacris
is just like, yo, man, that is crazy. Like, he's probably giving the most like ludicrous like reactions.
Damn.
Going, damn, you're eating a bull testicle? That ain't right. Y'all get back.
Man,
didn't JC did it with Dami D, and I think Ludacris was the host at the time, and JC I guess said something to Ludacris while filming. He said like a line that Ludacris, like he was like quoting one of the raps, and he said it to him, and I guess Ludacris looked at him and was like, don't do that.
Oh.
And like completely shut it down and like
please.
Wasn't about it.
Please.
It was really funny. What,
was it like an internet episode or was it just a regular
episode? No, I think it was like a legit TV episode.
Yeah, it was a couple years.
No. Sorry. I mean, was the theme of it internet celebrities or
Yes.
It was, okay.
Interesting.
I thought it was just a regular episode and they just happened
to I think it was like all sorts of like different like online creators.
Do they have anything like that right now? Still?
Mr. Beast.
It's just YouTube.
Except Mr. Beast. Oh,
everything TV wanted to do, Mr. Beast did in one channel. And with bigger prizes.
Yeah, and way more views than probably any for your friends.
Mr. Beast videos though stress me the fuck out. Like, we're gonna have 100 people sit in a circle for $500,000. And I just like, this looks like a mess. Like, and it's like, I'm sitting here in a trailer watching these people. I could never like look people in the eye and make them do that shit. It just seems like hell.
I think because there's so much on the line too. I
couldn't look at anybody in the eye making people do that. But I'm not saying it's bad. Just, I know me and my own anxiety of just like people pleasing.
Are you okay?
You're out. You spent 48 hours and you just smell like shit.
No, your finger lifted off the car.
I think it all depends on like how well you take care of these people too. Because I mean, that's like, because I've seen like branded, like I feel like I've seen like,
I know that they're taking care of. Like, I know they're getting fed, but like, I just, seeing someone's hopes get up or get so high about
crush. Yes. Yeah, that's like the worst part.
Well, because you know like Hands on a Hard Body, do you know that competition that happened, they had in Texas like every year where
Your hand on the car?
Keep your hand on a car, and they made a whole documentary about it. There's even a musical called Hands on a Hard Body. The documentary's great. But they did it for years in Texas, and you would win the car if you were the last person. And the documentary, they filmed these people going nuts. And it's not like, oh, Mr. Beast is like, if you want to step out now, I'll give you free Chipotle for the year.
Yeah.
These people put their hands on it, and like some are like super religious, some are like hardworking men, some are just like the young teenager who just wants their first car.
Yeah.
And the documentary is so good because it's like Texas.
And then it's bacon in the heat. It's a black truck. They're burning.
You can't. Yeah.
But the thing is, this contest went on for years, but then they had to end it because one guy, because you start getting delusional.
Yeah.
You start seeing things on day three. And he went after he like got eliminated, went to like local store and unalived himself. And so they never did it.
What?
Yeah, they never did it again. Like, people could be.
Yeah, I didn't know
crazy.
That.
There's there's a really interesting line that is drawn when you do something like that, because obviously like Mr. Beast has like an insane prize and he's given away a lot and people are excited to be on it. It's not like he's forcing people to do these things. Like, they're excited to win the prize. So it's kind of like, they want to be doing it.
And someone's always winning something too. Like, I feel like he's always like, no one's walking away with just nothing.
Sometimes.
I'm saying like, you have to think about it. Like, a lot of these people just want to be there just to be a part of the video.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like this experience that you're getting and everyone's just having fun. And then half the people leave with nothing, but you still got to just be with everybody that all loves Mr. Beast in this world of just like doing challenges and shit. And
no, but what if like, it's the stuff we don't see off camera. What if someone was like, but my mom, man, she has cancer. Are you really going to kick me out of this fucking circle? I've been here for 48 hours.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, sorry. Like, there has to be those moments.
Rule.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Mr. Beast, all respect to him. I have not met him, but I know he's probably a nice guy, but I could not go to bed. Like, being like,
yeah, I know.
I feel bad. I did that to that
person. And I feel like there's no lie. It's either like you have them or you don't.
Yeah.
Because they're all in the same pool of just like, it can be kind of fucked up, but it's also like, you're choosing to do the challenge. Like, you don't have to go.
Yeah. I still would love to do a challenge.
I get it though.
I want to do the one that, like, you've seen where they have it where you toss the ball back and forth and every toss is a dollar. Like, he did that. Like,
what?
He did one where it was like you toss the ball back and forth and every toss is a dollar.
How
and it just,
far?
How do you think of these things? Do they back up?
From
me to you. And then it, like,
after a while, it's delusional. And like, yeah.
Just that repetition and just the pressure of something so simple of catching a ball, but it just like kept
like,
going.
Like, I can't imagine getting to 500.
Yeah. I forget what it got up to, but it was like something absurd. And then finally they were like, all right, stop it. And then it was like one more throw, like from further or something. And then it would like double the money. I don't know. It's so funny how hard it can get
with such a simple throw. Like, you just be catching it, but your hands would be just shaking yeah. all the time. So it's just bouncing all over the place.
He really is a different breed, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Like, he did not make the move to LA. Doesn't he live in like a tiny little
North Carolina, I believe.
Yeah.
He lives in a tiny home.
A home or an apartment. He has like,
get him on the pod. Come on, Mr. Beast. Come on. Sam and Colby went on Joe Rogan and they were on here.
Sam and Colby were on Joe Rogan?
Dude, yeah.
No way.
I can't believe the episode got now because Colby posted on his close friends last night and it was his close friends with him and Joe Rogan. And I'm like, what? Because at first I was like, oh my God, they're with Joe Rogan. I'm like, they're on this set. And I DM'd him. I'm like, no way. And he goes, dude, it was surreal. And then he came out today.
Do you think they mentioned to him that the last podcast he was on before was okay?
I think Colby goes to Sam. He goes, well, we talked about this on Zane and Heath.
You don't know who? Oh, they're amazing. You have to check them out.
Yeah. I bet you Joe, when he was doing his research, he went to this.
Oh, he probably found them from our.
I bet Joe Rogan's kids are fans probably though too. Cause like when he had Mr. Beast on, he was like, my kids love you.
But Sam and Colby also have like a ton of views on their channel, but I don't think Joe even cares about that.
He's into supernatural stuff though.
Yeah. He loves
that. Oh, is he? Okay. Okay.
But Joe Rogan is big on like, it's always people that he wants to have on.
Yeah.
Cause he gets a lot of people go, please, please, please. Can I be on? And he goes, no. But
if, would we fly out for?
Wait, what do you mean fly? I thought you lived in LA.
Wait, if you're saying
really?
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. He films in Austin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know what Joe Rogan would be interested in us.
No way.
He would not care about us. Yeah.
He would be trying to break us like down, like trying to make us feel a little small.
We would leave that probably not feeling good after.
No.
Yeah, no way.
We'd pull the plug on this whole thing.
No more season. That season three come to a close.
I'm gonna be honest. You guys can't do it.
Zayn and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So how's this crazy fucking weather been happening? You guys got...
Oh my God. I just feel so bad for people up north. Have you seen... especially in Ventura County?
Yes.
Ventura is going towards like...
It's after Santa Barbara.
I think Ventura starts just after Calabasas. So I think Agoura Hills, Westlake, that's all.
It's crazy because everybody's houses are fine, but everybody's guest house...
Ours this morning...
flooded.
Jordan comes in, he's like, there's a leak in the guest house. I'm like, oh, it's probably not that bad. We have a trash bin underneath the leak and it is halfway full. All night, I guess it was just leaking. It soaked the entire
leak coming from
the roof.
Okay.
From like one of the beams and the light. It's coming through the lights, which is what was sketching
me out. Is your ceiling causing like a giant
bubble?
It's kind of caving a bit.
No, you know what I mean? You know when it starts caving so much where it's like a big ball?
Oh, yes.
Not that.
Remember the one? It's like... It was like an apartment complex and the bubble was as big as half this room. It was like the girl was sitting there floating. She's like, this is gonna be, this is bad. And then you just see this.
It looks like a uvula. Like it's just like
that creeps me out as much as the grass bubbles. You ever seen the grass water bubbles?
I jump on those.
I want to touch it. Wait, so
the
grass.
What do you mean the grass water bubbles?
There's like
they're like water pockets under the grass.
Under the grass, and you can like do this. Just like the look at this.
I've seen videos of this.
They pop it, and it's almost like a cyst on a cow.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, right. But like you can walk around it. Oh yeah.
Oh,
it's like a waterbed.
That's right. It's crazy. I want to take a
nap on that.
Doesn't it look kind of cozy?
Yeah.
Look at that. Ooh. I've seen pimple popping videos like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a shag rug. Destroyed.
Damn, that was a nice rug too.
The couch.
So all from the leak. Like, so there wasn't
and
like
the couch. It like soaked into the couch and everything because they're like sectionals. So it was like two of the sectionals are like completely soaked.
Was it? And it came straight from the ceiling, right? It was just drops?
Well, it was coming from like multiple light fixtures and then like the beam that runs across.
Is that a lack of insulation?
So apparently Jordan ended up getting on the roof today. And basically like the gutter on the side had gotten clogged with a bunch of debris. So instead of filtering off of the roof and going out the gutter, all the water started building up and then it would just sit and seep through.
Wow.
So all you had to do was get rid of the debris and that would have never happened.
It would have like all.
Should the landscaping people have done that or should you have done that? Was that like.
I mean, that's not really.
I didn't know about it until getting up there.
Oh.
I told the landlord, he's like, I probably should have checked on that.
Right.
But, there's the gutter up on the roof that you have to check. He's like, I'll come do it. And Jordan was like, I'll just.
Well, everybody listening.
Check your roof.
Check your gutters on the roof.
Yeah. I love gutters.
There was a video of a Planet Fitness in San Francisco and people inside were standing on the equipment because it was rising and they couldn't get the doors open. Titanic.
They were stuck on top of the Stairmaster in Planet Fitness. They pan the camera around. All of the treadmills are completely underwater.
What?
And they're literally sitting on top. And the water.
Wait, I think I've seen this. When is this from?
Oh.
This is from last year.
Okay, wait. That's kind of fun. I'm not going to lie.
That's from last year?
It's uploaded. August of 2022.
Oh, damn. Why did they put it then?
Because they know the algorithm.
All right. Well, it still happened.
You know what this? You know what that reminds me of? Remember Jumanji when the whole house?
Yes. Oh yeah.
And then the door opens and all the water comes out. Remember that scene?
Oh yeah.
I love that scene. It reminds me of that. It's crazy how all the houses in this area, like in this city, are just not
built for
ready,
not
built for this
for
weather.
Any weather,
Florida. We get this shit every day. Those houses in Florida are built to withstand anything. Fucking
Florida
hurricanes.
Has specific roofs.
Cheaping out.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing now. Imagine if a hurricane came through. Every house in LA would be just messed up.
No way. And it sucks because everything out here costs 10 times more than
Which
any of the houses
crazy.
In Florida.
Every house should be built for any weather.
Exactly.
No matter
what. Yesterday I was debating walking down to go look at the river because we live right by
it.
Oh yeah, it's to the top.
It's crazy watching it rush.
Yeah. It's
you really don't realize how much rain fills up the city until you look at the LA River. Yeah. It's insane.
Did you see the sinkholes? That one that happened in Chatsworth? Can you pull that one up?
No.
Sinkholes terrify me.
I think there was one that was
Where do you go?
I don't get how they happen and that the city doesn't know about them and
that it's
going to
happen.
Us.
Have you ever seen like the, I don't know what they're called, but they're like sinkholes in water. So it'll be like a lake or something and there's a sinkhole in it and it will suck everything.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's
like
literally pulling
like a vacuum.
Trees. Yes. And sucking everything down into it.
Haven't people been like gone sucked down?
Yes.
Dude, imagine. Look at
this is Chatsworth.
Oh my.
Oh no.
Like look at that. That looks like a set. It doesn't even look
terrifying.
Real.
But that's just under.
Wow.
That is the earth. How does that?
It swallowed up two cars. Absolutely not.
That's awful.
I swear, Zane, there's
look how small the car is.
I know.
Highways out here were like 3 feet of water.
Gosh.
You know what's scary? You've seen the sinkholes where it happens on the side of high or on the, like on, what do you call Mulholland Drive? Like those streets
that
are on the side of cliffs. What do you call those like type of streets?
It's just a street.
Windy mountain road.
Windy mountain. On the mountain.
Yeah,
sinkholes
will
happen on the side of the road where the street will just collapse. And then everybody just on that just falls right to their death.
I'm terrified of like falling rocks. When I see one of those signs, I'm like, here we go.
I know.
I'm terrified of that in deer too.
How often are they falling for them to be like, we need to put a sign in this area?
Just, well, sometimes you look up a fucking cliff. You're like, how is one of those not going to fall off?
It's pretty crazy how they pave those roads in the, like the mountains. Like, that's pretty insane.
Dude, you want to talk tunnels? How the fuck did they build that shit? Like, oh, we were going through tunnels in Colorado.
I recently found out. How big is that drill?
So how they get the pass, I'm like, why did they choose this path? Like, while winding, they follow the natural line that animals will use when they migrate and move.
Oh.
So they'll follow, like, they've already cut out, like, their pass, how they all the animals walk. So it's been like kind of cleared.
Ooh.
So they'll take that and they're like, okay, this has to be the quickest, best, easiest route
to get us.
That's what the wildlife is taking. So they go, okay, we're going to do it here.
Wow. I love that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
Because animals know where they want to go and how to get there the quickest and easiest for some reason.
I still wish it was raining though. I always like, don't like that.
Don't.
Like, what, because of the back house?
I am so over the rain. We needed it.
Oh, we needed this.
Our plants are going to love this.
We needed this.
There's times where rain is really awesome. You wake up, it's raining, you're like, oh, it's kind of like my day off.
Going to sleep in a thunderstorm.
Oh, it's great.
Best.
With a little skylight going pitter patter.
And you don't feel too guilty about not wanting to leave your house on a rainy day when it's raining.
Get it.
It's nice. It feels good. But then when it's like, that what we've been experiencing the past couple of, like, that's like, this sucks.
Does it rain that much in like Seattle?
I heard.
Is that the rainy city?
Uh-huh.
Seattle, no. I heard it rains a lot. I've had two friends who've moved there because I'm always like, I feel like I'd like Seattle if it rained all the time, but I had two friends who moved there.
I would be about to say, you have two friends that have died of rain.
There's also something so annoyed.
There's also something called like Seattle, what is it? It's like Seattle cold, or some people in Seattle are very like kind of cold to you. Like they're not that like friendly.
Well,
or it takes so hard. Like if you just move to Seattle to make friends, like people in Seattle aren't that like, oh, well, hey, you can roll with us or come be friends with us.
It's because of the weather.
They're very cool. Welcome. All right. See you later. Like it's not that they're snooty. They're not that they're mean. They're just, that's not part of their agenda to be like too welcoming. I don't know if that's true for listeners who live in Seattle, but I've heard it's hard to make friends in Seattle, and I don't know if that's a reflection of the weather or
you just sleepless in Seattle.
Canadians too.
Because I have been on edge this week because of the rain, and we are admitting it. We're just like, we are nasty right now because of this rain. My whole attitude changed.
The sun really makes you happy.
Yeah,
it really does.
Ooh, and when you have a house that doesn't like, even with sunlight, it doesn't bring a lot of it's just dark, moody. If you are a natural disaster, which one would you want to be?
Ooh.
Same would be a mudslide because it's an alcoholic beverage.
Wait, a mudslide? Actually, I am a mudslide. Okay, I kind of like that. Why am I a mudslide? And I know you said because it's an alcoholic beverage, but like—
They're just
they sneak up lazy on you.
It's dirty, messy.
Just schlumpy.
Yeah.
And it just happens and it's usually—
It comes and goes.
Very unpredictable.
Yep.
You know a hurricane, they're predictable.
Yeah.
They're like, it's going this way, mudslide just
same
happens.
Thing, Matt Avalanche.
Ooh.
Oh. Matt's a good avalanche.
Because one little tick.
One little thing will say
his whole day. Okay, Avalanche. I kind of like
Avalanche
that.
Avalanche is good. You're a snow guy.
Okay. Mariah.
Probably like a... What's the most
You're
disastrous?
A water spout.
Yeah,
a little water spout.
What the hell is that?
You want to do your thing, but you ain't gonna mess up.
No, I think she's like a lightning storm.
No,
like,
I'm definitely a tornado. Think about it.
Energy off the wall.
You're cleaning, you're wiping here, you're vacuuming here.
Just a bull in a china shop.
Like a
that's true. Destroyed. Okay,
you get destroyed.
Mixed with a sun shower.
Aww. Ooh, like a tornado, but like on a beautiful day.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Keith,
He's an earthquake. He's an earthquake because he's down to earth.
Okay. Because I shake things up.
You're a dust storm.
Okay.
Wait, that's
unbearable.
What is it? Because
nobody can breathe around you.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Wait, I don't even know what a water.
That's what I'm saying, Mariah. It looks kind of like.
I just called those like water tornadoes.
But is that water?
Yes. Yeah. How crazy is that?
It's water.
It meets with the ocean instead of the earth.
I know nothing.
Wait, no. I don't think it's water. I think it's just over a body of water. That's what a water spout is.
But when it hits the water, it kind of mixes.
Sure.
I think it is
It says funnel shaped cloud. Look, I mean, clouds are made out of water. So I guess you could say that it is.
Tornadoes are pretty badass, though.
I know. Fascinated by them. I'm now getting on like tornado TikTok and I'm just like, I can't stop watching it.
Are they the most, I guess, devastating storm that does the most destruction?
In, I think in one area, sure, but like I feel like hurricanes have done more damage.
Well, hurricanes cause floods and then cause, right. I think tornadoes, it's truly an act of God of where it wants to go. And
yeah, there's no control. Takes. Yeah,
it's not like a whole, it's kind of like the least devastating, but the least unpredictable. You cannot predict the path of a tornado.
Like it's crazy that
that's me. Yes.
A tornado can hit one house and the house next to it is completely fine.
Well, what do you mean? Oh, you're saying just because of the path?
Like yeah, it'll just rip through a house and then like next door would be okay. Because
you can't, you don't know, like you can't detect or not detect. You can't predict a pattern of a tornado, right?
No.
You're just kind of following as it's going.
I mean, I bet there's certain.
Look at that.
That is.
That, I want to see that.
That's insane.
Did you ever watch a tornado?
I'd be in the car going.
Yeah.
Dude, Matt, that did you watch Tornado? Was it called
Twister? Yeah,
Tornado.
Twister.
Did you watch Twister?
Yeah.
That was a movie that I watched like once a month.
Did the ride at Universal too.
Look, Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
If you see a tornado and it's not moving, does that mean it's coming towards you?
I think that's
true. Like it would. Either coming towards you or going away.
Because I'm on Tornado TikTok as well, and I saw a shot like this.
Look at that.
And at the end of the road, it was the tornado, but it was still. And I'm pretty sure.
Like, that was way too close.
I wouldn't go that close. Wait.
Okay, but like, can they really pick you up? Like,
yeah.
Can they?
Yes.
Okay.
It picks up cars
and cows. Like, is it like the movie?
Yeah.
Because every time I'm looking at one, I'm always like looking for a cow. Like, can it pick up a car?
I think it could pick up. Dude, I've seen it. It tears houses apart.
If you're right under it.
Tornado in South Central LA in 2014.
Did you ever see trampolines get picked up?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I think is more terrifying than tornadoes? Tsunamis. That imagine a wave just.
No.
Like two.
A wall of water hitting you?
No way.
I can't. Oh.
But I feel like I always thought tsunamis were that. But every video I've seen in the last like few years, tsunamis have just been like the water's just gone all the way.
It's the pull of the magnitude in that pull of all of that water.
Like you don't really see a huge wave hitting an entire city. That like that you. I feel like that's just not really what you see.
No, it just goes over just an excess amount of water that goes over the.
Oh,
and you kind of think
the boundary,
like, and when you see, you're like, oh, look, water. But when it starts getting close, you see how powerful that shit is, and it's just crushing everything in its path.
Yeah. What's that movie with Owen Wilson and Naomi Watts with about the family in like, was it Thailand or Fiji? Based on a true story.
Oh wait, I wanted to see that movie. It's called I just saw it on TikTok. It was like a clip of it.
I know, but that movie though, I'm never in the mood to watch it because it feels like it would stress me out.
That's what I thought a tsunami was, like every single time.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks that, I think.
Looks like Avatar 2 in
Way of water.
Hold on.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's not Owen Wilson. I think it's Ewan McGregor. Ah, fuck it. Screw me. I don't know anything, guys.
You watched Avatar 2 also, right?
Yes. I went and saw it last night with you guys, and I was debating on going with you guys,
but I was kept telling Zane I wanted to go see it in 4DX.
So the three, so me, Heath, Mariah, and a couple few friends, we watched it in 3D. Matt went by himself. And watched
I can't believe
it
you did 4D. Well, did you get soaked? Because like, there was a lot of water in the movie.
I saw a video of it after Matt watched it, and bro, it is like a universal ride. I didn't know it was that crazy.
I saw a news article: somebody drowned in a 4D screening
for Avatar 2. That ain't true.
I literally just saw it. I was like, that's crazy. Well, yeah, let's go into that.
So yeah, I guess here's the thing. It's like 4DX has been around for like, I think a couple
since
years.
Shrek.
Yeah,
the Shrek ride was the worst 4D ride.
It is better than the Shrek ride at Universal to be around. But I would see videos of it. And I'd always send it to Zane, be like, this looks nuts. And then, you know, Shape of Water for Avatar, that's like 3 hours and 10 minutes. I'm like,
it's long. Shit.
They said it was 3 hours and 40 minutes.
No, yeah, no. when we
that's
walked
what
up,
we
he
asked
goes,
the
he
guy
goes,
working. He was like, it's
maybe,
3 hours.
Well, I think technically counted the commercials.
Previews. Yeah. We were there for 3 hours and 40 minutes, 100%, because the all the trailers. We didn't start that movie until 15 minutes to an hour later.
It felt like 10 minutes to me.
So I decided not to use my AMC A-list and go to a different theater. And I go to the 4DX thing. And I even remember I got there. I was
wait, what's an AMC A-list?
It's like a membership.
Oh, right. You would
listen
love
to
it.
This. AMC A-list, it's $25 a month. You get 3 movies a week. For free.
No, but people that love to go to movies, that is so worth it.
One ticket's $17. So it's like, shit, you might as well get it.
It's like that.
It's definitely a good deal.
It's like that that flight thing that you pay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty good deal.
The membership.
Yeah. So I go to 4DX. I go a little high, got a little stoned. And it was awesome because it was like raining as I was walking into the movie
theater. So dramatic. Just like you're already in the movie.
And you know, you're like a little high and you're like trying to talk to like people who are working like somewhere.
Trying to play it cool.
Like, yeah, you're trying to play it cool. Like you're asking them questions, but you're not understanding.
Wait,
like,
Matt, you're the type to go to a 4D movie with a poncho.
Oh, I wore my yellow jacket and it tripped me out because I was wearing my big yellow raincoat. And then I was wearing like a hoodie with an elephant on it wearing a yellow jacket. And the guy was like,
whoa,
oh, it's Inception. Cool because the elephant's wearing a yellow jacket. And I was so high and I looked down and I was like,
we went to the coffee shop today and there were two guys smoking a joint out front.
Like passing it back and forth.
They were passing it back and forth and then they put the joint down and they both started doing jumping jacks really fast. Like it looked like I was watching it.
Weirdly
like
fast jumping jacks.
They were doing jumping jacks and these were like, they were probably in their mid 30s. These weren't like kids like smoking a joint, doing jumping jacks. And then they went to the coffee shop, ordered their drinks and the girl went to go, give them change. And it was a lot of change. It was like a 5 and a few singles.
Yeah.
And he goes, keep it. And then he turns around and he looks just at us and he's just high as shit.
People are just nicer when they're high, huh? You don't care.
Generous.
Not a care in the world.
I don't think he realized how much he gave.
Yeah, I think she was like, here's your change. Keep it. It's all you. And she was like,
this is and then I asked her, I was like, should I get popcorn? Cause I'm like, I'm seeing it 4DX. She's like, don't get popcorn.
Soggy.
He's like, you're not going to want it. And I was like, okay. Because I'm like, I'm going to, she goes, oh, you don't want to get the popcorn.
You can't eat. So you pretty much, you
some
can't
people
have food.
Did bring popcorn, but I was
How was the vibe? Were you
so
like all over?
I go into the theater and thankfully though, so each one of the 4DX sections are in groups of like four.
Okay.
Like it's like four seats next to each other. There's not like too much of a separation. And I got lucky because I was on a section where no one was sitting next to me.
Oh, good.
And I think I wouldn't recommend going and like sitting next bumping to a elbows. Stranger because like it's a little too intimate. But you're high up. Like you got to say goodbye to your belongings on the floor. And then you get up in it. And I was like, I remember being like so interested because I was like, is the movie like, is the theater going to smell like weird because they've been spraying all this
That's
water?
That's what I thought.
It really wasn't. I just look up at the tops and they have just like huge fans and like smoke machines and shit.
They
and
probably throw a little essential oils in the water.
So I get up into the seat and then the trailers start, but they don't start moving. And then like the last two trailers, they start moving. And instantly I was like, this was a bad idea. Because I get like jerked around and then they have little air things right by your head. So when moments happen, it's like it blows air at you. And I was like, what the hell? That's going to get annoying. And then the movie starts and I was like, this is going to be fucking wild. They throw you around. You feel temperature when something hot, like the flames.
Really?
Oh, that's
you get
cool.
A huge burst of air.
when I was so, but when my favorite moments when they were just like soaring over the ocean, like in their little animals and stuff.
Did they blow wind? Like you felt like you were.
Yes. Like we were gliding so beautifully and they blew, it almost, it smelled like a sea breeze, like candle in the air. And I was like, wow. And then, but then.
I know he was making like commentary out loud, like,
I had never been by myself laughing and smiling like by myself.
Everyone's just like,
I was just, no, everyone, the whole theater was like laughing and really enjoying it. When someone would get like an arrow shot at them, you would feel it like,
I don't like that.
Oh, really?
I don't like that at all.
You know, like massage chairs, how they can like, sometimes they'll feel like a finger is like in one area. They would like,
it'd
be in one area and then the other. And then they had what the coolest part was down by your legs. Cause I was like, what is that thing? It looked like a little plastic, just like straw kind of thing.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I didn't want to touch it. And then
electric fence.
It would blow air and then when they're
swimming through the seaweed,
or when there would be like leaves and like twigs and stuff being like kicked up, it would like whack you in your legs.
Gosh. They really think about it.
Yeah. So if you're a person who gets easily annoyed, I guess it would be like, I think like the dude next to me was like, there's gotta be
a switch for each seat.
There's like a water off and a water on, but no, you can't.
Did you do water on?
Oh, yeah.
The
water though was not as aggressive as I was expecting. Like you would feel it like hit your face when it was raining and like an occasional splatter, but it's not like I was drenched.
Yeah.
It was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heath and I, we obviously did just 3D, but Heath and I got annoyed the minute they told us to put on our glasses and we're like, all right, let's put it on. The trailers, it was giving us such a headache and we were so like bummed. We're like, oh my God, this is going to be really rough 3-hour movie because the trailers, it would show like a different scene every 5 seconds. So your eyes were having to adjust to every single scene.
Yeah.
And it was hurting our heads so bad. We're like, dude, this is going to suck.
Cross-eyed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like almost there. It's a step up from the early 2000s.
Yeah.
But it's almost there.
Because I honestly haven't seen a 3D movie ever like since. Honestly, Spy probably the kids. No since
Terminator.
No, since the first Avatar movie, that was the last time I saw a 3D movie. I'm pretty sure
you and me have seen a 3D movie.
What's a 3D movie that we've seen? I literally can't.
Oh, they should do Twister in 3D.
You know what I was just thinking about though? The job that somebody has to sync up all the features of the 4D seats to a movie would be really cool.
I would love that.
Like
job.
You're like, okay, you're watching it and you're like, okay, water here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, flap the feet at this.
And I'm a big leg crosser. I would do this.
And it would be like, is there a seatbelt?
No, there's not. But if you were pregnant, I would never get on one of those. Just saying, because it shakes you around a bit. But the movie was
great.
So beautiful.
It was so good. It was so I was not expecting to be that good.
Apparently, the next one coming out is going to be the fire.
Yeah.
Fire people.
So I think they're we were talking about how, like, think of it as like the Avatar, like airbenders, waterbenders, firebenders. So like, and you know how there's like a, like that one's more, they're more forest. That the water people.
They have the
fire one in 4D is gonna be hot.
Oh, yeah, the sauna.
I'm burning my own water,
dude. That would suck.
No
they would
water.
Just turn up that heat in there. Everyone would be just hot as shit.
I'm so curious to see what that one is. Like fire people.
I feel like they're still gonna make them blue, but they're gonna give them these like red,
red tiger stripes.
I don't even think it's a fire one. They have them all planned out. They even have the names of them all the way up until 2028.
Oh, what's the name? What's the names of the movie?
Can you look up the Avatar releases?
So
and
the next two are completely filmed and done. They're just releasing it.
Well, they probably still editing it.
Avatar 3. I think it's called the Ride of the. What's the name of the whale that they were riding? The Tulku or the
Tulku? Oh yeah,
Avatar Way of the.
Oh
Water.
Wow,
Avatar the Seed Bearer.
What's a Tolkien?
That was the big whale.
That was the whale.
Oh. Wait, they have three more movies?
Dude, all the way until 2028.
Oh, dude, that's insane. 2028, they have it ready to go.
Hopefully that is real. I saw that last night, and so I was very like...
The seed bearer, the Tolkien.
Oh, they should have stuck to the elements. That's fine.
I think what's so beautiful about Avatar is like, oh, it's a bunch of these weird blue people, but they humanize them in a way where like you feel compassion and empathy.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see a documentary just talking all secrets behind the scenes, how they did things, how they edited.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have it.
There's no movie like this, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I would love to see how they do the CGI.
Isn't it crazy how like the first Avatar, they never thought to do like a BTS, let's show you how we made this movie. But now since there's so much BTS for all these new movies and shows that are coming out that they want to show you, like Game of Thrones, you get to see how they do everything.
Yeah.
So I really feel like, I mean, it would just be a great moneymaker for them if they did a BTS for the entire thing.
Yeah. What's wild is like, it's 10 years in the making. So then you start making it like right after the other one, but then you're like, okay, let's assume we're going to have the best like graphics, but like 2 years.
I thought about that too. Like it has to be outdated, right?
I think they like plan to use the latest like Unreal Engine, which is like how they create like CGI. They wait for that probably by like the second or third year.
But they're like shooting because they're filming actual people while they're doing the movie.
Yeah.
And then they add CGI onto them to turn them into this.
Right.
But what if new technology comes out in like 3 years that's like so much better than what they're using? And
I think for the next movie, they would just use the newest Unreal Engine.
Dude, 2028, they're going to have you in this like ship.
That's Kate Winslet. That was Kate Winslet.
No, I thought Kate Winslet is the mom of the...
Isn't that the mom? Or is that the girlfriend?
No, I think the mom of the Forest Tribe now.
No, she's the mom of the sea people.
Oh.
The mom of the Forest Tribe is that one gal.
It was good though.
I loved it.
And he thought The Rock was in the movie for half.
Dude, it looked like him in the back.
He goes like, is that The Rock? I was like, if The Rock was in this movie, he'd be the main person. You think Rock would ever take a role that's not lead?
He had like a mask on and it was like a bald guy.
I don't blame him. The Rock is in every movie.
He would find a way
to. Why are there 8 movies about The Rock?
I gotta pee.
Do it.
But you know what? The Rock is gonna make it in one of these 3 movies. He's gonna find himself.
He's built for this shit.
Find his way in it.
The amount of people Googling is The Rock in Avatar 2.
No way. There's no way.
Really?
Fans collectively hallucinating Dwayne Johnson's role in Avatar 2. Dude, 22 hours ago. Okay, 15.
Can you pull up the
That's
character.
Really funny.
Everybody is asking.
There's nobody that I looked at. I was like, damn, that looks like The Rock.
I kept seeing him.
Was he a human or was he an avatar?
This guy on the boat when they were going hunting, he has like the same tribal tattoos.
Oh, let me
jacked, see. Bald. Look, it barely put the camera.
Fans hallucinate.
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
Well, everyone thought it was him.
He kept
whispering to me through the movie. I was like,
they do have very similar tattoos. That's really funny that everybody thought that.
Here, I'll be right back.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Can't someone be a megalomaniac? Isn't that a psychology term?
Megalomaniac? I thought that was a shark. A megalomaniac? I thought that was
worse than like
the megalodon, the megalomaniac.
Yeah, it's like
I think
like from
big maniac.
Hold on. What's a megalomaniac?
Would I be a?
Yeah, you're a megalomaniac.
I'm a megalomaniac?
A megalomaniac is a person who's obsessed with their own power.
Oh, me.
And then an ego.
Me.
Total opposite.
Guilty.
An egomaniac. Zane, you wish you were powerful.
Zane, you need power first.
Zane, you hate yourself.
I wish I had a little bit of obsession with myself. Like, well, I wish I had a like, little bit. Of,
some
like,
people have self-love and they like.
Heath, I wish I could just look in the mirror and be like, damn,
imagine
you look
having
good.
So much. I don't think that's a problem. If you've got so much self-love that it's a problem, then you clearly don't have a problem. Everybody else has a problem with you being that fucking happy with yourself.
Oh, man.
I know. I always like teeter on that. Like you hear it's like practice self-love, self-care, love yourself.
But then
I'm like, well, then what's the degree to when I like stop loving myself? And then people are like, you love yourself a little too much.
Yeah.
Where's the line?
Exactly. How far is too far?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think like you are never going to be as good as you look.
You know what it is too? Like this is, I feel like this is part of this conversation. Like when you're on TikTok and you see like a person that
most people probably would find unattractive, or it's like, you know, there's,
how do I talk about this conversation?
You see a TikTok, you go to the comments and everybody is just like,
you are so brave.
Yeah. Like they are being, very, confident and, you know, they're dancing and it's like, they are, you know, they're just being confident, you know, but like when a very attractive person does it, then it's like, oh, you love yourself too much. Oh man,
get over yourself.
There's a degree where it becomes like, it's just vain.
Why is it vain? Because they're attractive?
I think it's vain because they are attractive.
I think it, I guess, what do you, give me an example.
He's saying somebody that isn't as attractive as, like, you know,
in today's society of attractiveness, you know, somebody that's
when,
like,
somebody goes and they're like being confident and they're acting like somebody who thinks that they're attractive would be, their comments are like, man, I would kill for your confidence. Like,
yes,
like,
but in a good way, not like the,
like in a good
sarcastic way.
All right. I'm trying to follow it. Sorry. I'm just having,
Okay. If you're not attractive and you're flaunting yourself and you're acting in a way with confidence because you feel good, you have self-love.
Yes.
It's,
which
it's
is great.
Okay. And it's like empowering. But if somebody who is like drop dead gorgeous is doing the same thing, it's like, fuck, like,
oh yeah, I guess there's like animosity towards, like, oh, when someone is doing something that's talented and they're good looking, it's,
why,
like,
why is it cocky if you are attractive but not cocky if you're unattractive?
But I agree, like, there's some people who are like just like in amazing shape and they're like purposely just trying to, like, are being like too vain, where it's like,
yeah,
it seems like you're using
energy,
like your good looks is like, right, you're wanting that to be the primary focus then versus on like doing something.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
You know my problem? I was telling this to Heath the other day. This is how I know I'm just average looking. I'm just an average
person. You are
not. No, but like,
this is Mariah.
Oh, see, that's what I'm going to say. Like,
because you're not average looking, you're a beautiful girl.
I know, I'm not hot. No one's ever told me.
Okay, well, this is, all right.
But this is how she actually feels this.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you an example. I don't like to drink. Some people will be like, oh, you're so different. You're such a pick me. I'm just like, but that's the truth. I just don't drink, whatever. And then a drop dead blonde bombshell is like, I just choose not to drink alcohol. Queen, queen. Oh my God. I want to be like you. Oh my God. Love this for you. It happens. It happens all the time. Like, I can say,
like, I just saw something like that. No, I just saw something
like that. Exactly.
But that's, or like, that's, or like this, life.
Matt. No, I understand.
I know.
Pretty privilege.
I get it. And now I'm gonna get shit for complaining about that.
No, you won't.
It's always something.
Zane. How good looking do you?
So I delete the comment.
Do we all want to be better looking?
100%.
I don't know. These days, I feel like
pretty
privileged.
Do
I want to? Pretty's out.
It's like certain days. Like if
someone didn't like you and they're like, oh, and to top it off, they're not even that pretty, then fuck that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. To add to that, I feel like it can be easier to dislike somebody more because they are attractive.
Like, there's a difference between being confident and being like super cocky.
Yeah.
So if they're cocky and hot, it makes people not want to like them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're humble and you like don't know that you're so beautiful, that's what makes it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what makes you beautiful.
But if they're hot and funny and self-aware, then you're like,
there's, that means there's something.
Talented.
No, there's something missing. There's something we don't
Serial
know.
Serial killer.
Yep. Something there's crazy.
Very good, Heath.
Yeah. Nobody's. Yeah,
that's true. That's end of the day. Nobody's perfect.
I think we all just need to be accepting of who we are as people.
I think it's just about aging well. That's just my like goal of my own vanity. It's just aging well,
which you can control through exercise and a healthy diet
and hydration and just good self care
and a good hair transplant doctor
and a good doctor.
Why do men lose their hair? What
male pattern baldness happens to a lot of men?
But is there something like primitive cause to it?
I think testosterone makes you lose your hair.
Yeah.
Or the lack of testosterone.
Yeah. So like, not lack of testosterone. Like if you you know how guys inject testosterone, when you inject testosterone, you lose your hair more because testosterone makes you lose your hair. That's what I was told. I don't know.
Yeah. I just got so much testosterone that
just pumping through you.
Yeah.
just ripping my hair out.
Yeah. When you don't have enough testosterone, then you have long, luscious hair like that. I mean, it makes sense, I guess. Mariah doesn't have a lot of testosterone in her.
Thank you.
And look at her
true
luscious hair.
I'm also Italian.
Do y'all have a lot of moles? How moly are you?
I don't have a lot of moles.
I just have beauty marks.
Beauty marks?
aren't moles surface?
They're raised.
I don't have raised ones.
Oh.
I don't think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have so many beauty marks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple moles that I've been like wanting to get removed, but you know, it's kind of expensive just to remove one mole.
How much is it to remove one mole?
Probably a couple $100.
Yes, one mole.
Do you have to remove it though?
Because they lance it off.
Like I have this one right here.
Yeah.
Cover
your eyes, guys.
Where Patricia has been touching me, goes, is that your nipple? And I'd be like, no, it's my mole.
Oh, you know, it gets bad. Like when you go to someone's like, ooh, you got a little chocolate and it's not chocolate.
Mm, oh, well, but,
yeah, that, how often nothing, does that happen?
That happens a lot. I'll think that I'm like wiping something off being nice and it's not chocolate.
Let's just let people wipe their own.
Yeah. I'm just being nice. I don't know.
Yeah. If someone has something in their teeth, do you let them know?
I always tell
absolutely.
Them. Always tell
anybody.
Them.
Yes.
Anybody?
I would never walk up to a stranger and be like,
you would?
No, I would never.
If you're talking to them,
isn't it weird, like the degree of like who that person is? Like Zane had something in his teeth, I'd let you know. You would let me know. Easy peasy. Say it's your significant other's like dad. Do you let him know?
Absolutely.
In front of everybody?
I'd just be like, you guys are just like that. Yeah, like make it soft. I wouldn't be like, hey, look, guys.
Why is that something that's so embarrassing? To have just a little piece of food.
Because you're worried how long it's been, how bad it looks, how big it is.
Like, do you look dirty?
Yeah.
Do you not brush your teeth?
It's just weird. We as humans are like, in that one moment.
Oh, no, here's a good one. Somebody smells.
No, I never.
That's when you can't.
No, I can never.
I've only told one friend who came over to our house.
If somebody stinks.
If somebody smells.
Oh, you tell them. Oh, our dance teacher did that, but she made it. Not to one person. So like when you're preteen transitioning to teenager.
Oh yeah.
You start getting
you
the
start
BO.
Smelling and you don't have like deodorant yet. And your feet would smell like really bad, especially being in a dance room, you're barefoot.
Yeah.
She would make all the preteens go into the bathroom and wash their feet. But she would tell us, she's like, I know who it is, but like, I'm not going to call out that one person.
That's a good way to do it.
But she had the whole class go into the bathroom and wash their feet.
I can't stand it when like the person's cool and they smell bad. Cause it's like, like are they doing it to like rile me up, or is it trying to break conventional norms of like how it's
exactly.
Supposed
to smell? And you're not sure if they like, if they have a problem, because there's people that have a problem, you know, they have a problem. They stink up really quick and like, they can't help it. Or they just like did not bother to like shower or like put on deodorant or anything, but you like never know. So you don't want to call them out only because they could have some problem that they just stink bad.
Or they just,
very easily.
They just don't know, or they can't smell it because they've been walking around and they're so used to it. But yeah, I had one friend though, who I was like, I was really close with. I'm like, dude, you stink. Like he came over to my house. What did I say? Are you wearing deodorant? And he was like, what? I had an Old Spice brand deal. I was like, just to have it. He goes, dude, thank you so much. And he was like, appreciated. Like he said, thank you for letting him know, that I let him know.
Yeah.
That was the only time I've ever.
Or just be like, let's wear deodorant today. Oh my, you know, it'd be fun.
You know what? We should race to the bathroom and put deodorant on in the last one.
I saw a really fun game. It's more fun if you play with like 10 people, like the more people, the better.
Hotspot.
One person walks out of the room and everybody left collectively thinks of, I would say, like an object. So the example that I saw was they said your cell phone. So then they say, okay, the person comes back in and the person comes in. It's the question is, how's yours or something like that. So I would go to Zane and be like, how's yours? And he'd be
cracked.
Like, cracked. How's yours? Green.
Got it.
How's yours? Until he
brand
gets the
new
object.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's cool.
I know
did we do it?
I know we weren't talking about any of that, but
get
like,
out,
that's
Matt.
What I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, leave
of.
Matt. Good idea, Mariah. We're playing it right now.
Okay. Fingernails.
We're ready. Would you find a fruit leather?
Zane, how's yours?
Short.
How's yours?
A little dirty.
How's yours?
Long.
And then that's it?
You can go again.
Keep going.
Can I ask more questions instead of a how is it?
Sure.
Yeah, do you keep going with the same question or you could ask a different one?
I thought the game was called How's Yours?
I think it's just like having 10 people in the room definitely helps, but you can just go. Right,
thanks for tuning into another Zane and Heath.
Tell me more.
You have to ask me a question.
How's yours? Oh, how many do you have?
Gotcha, bitch. Say it. Give me the answer.
10.
How many do you have?
I have 10 also.
How many do you have?
10.
Is it on your body?
Too specific of a question, Matt.
Is it fingers?
No.
No.
Toes?
No.
How's yours, Zane?
Ask me one more question.
How's yours?
French.
Oh, it's your nails?
Yeah.
Very good.
So that's the thing. How are the questions supposed to be like?
It's just one. How is yours?
I think it's just how is yours.
Oh, that's
until
it.
Until they get it. Yeah. I thought it'd be fun. Delete it.
Oh, you know what? If he asked again, we all could have came up with another one.
Yeah. Chipped.
Oh, how many? When you all said 10, 10, 10, I'll go, okay, so it has to be their fingers or their toes.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, but hey, good deductive reasoning.
Good game.
Am I right?
I liked it.
I liked that. I had a lot of fun. Wow.
You're such an ass.
It was fun. Can we play it again? I want to go this time.
You want to go?
Yeah.
All right. You could pick it this time since. Get out. Quit peeking.
The word is our brothers.
Ready. Same question. Just how's yours?
How's yours?
Around.
Mine? Near.
How's yours?
Funny. Interesting.
How's yours?
Moving.
Move, like physically moving.
As in stationary?
No. Like, oh, it's very moving. Yeah, just it's moving.
Yes.
Okay. How's yours?
Smart.
So is mine.
Oh.
I didn't say that. That's fine.
I had one. All right. How's yours?
Introverted.
Zane's like, I don't want to play.
You said near. And what was the second one?
Smart.
Near, smart, near,
you're gonna
funny.
You're definitely going to have to keep asking because there's no way right
Got
now.
It. Okay. How's yours?
Younger.
How's yours?
Italian.
Nice.
How's yours?
Bald.
The only one that's throwing me off is Matt.
What?
Because you said near.
If Matt was out of the equation, what would you say?
It's an object, right?
No.
Oh, it's not an object. I thought it had to be an object.
Something.
Something that the three of us have.
And it's not an object.
You have this too.
Oh, you do.
As an assistant.
No. I don't have an assistant.
I know, but I thought you were playing off of Leah or something.
How's yours? Or ask any of us.
How's yours?
Male.
How's yours?
How about we all agree to what it is?
What do you mean?
Like if I say male, you say...
Mine's male.
Male.
It's not like your father. It's not like a family member. It can't be because he said near.
Unless you didn't know this about me.
What? Oh, your brother?
Yeah.
Brother.
He's not near you.
He lives in LA.
That is not near. In this game...
Compared to theirs, it's near. I should have said close.
He lives in the same city.
Near. Sorry, huh. I said near. I guess I should have said
yeah,
close.
I'm thinking of like literally around you.
I just thought that's a cool way you could have differentiated because like, well, hers is far away. Mine is moving. Yeah, his is moving.
But his is near.
Sorry.
Hmm.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That was hard.
I want to talk about our hot chocolate real quick.
Yeah,
we have hot chocolate out now for Kremota.com if you want to get that. It's called
Too Good.
Truffle hot chocolate. It's the most banging hot chocolate.
Don't buy it if you like.
Don't buy it if you like the best hot chocolate.
Wait, I was gonna say, don't buy it if you like bad chocolate.
If you like bad hot chocolate,
what's it called when you try to reverse psychology?
Yeah.
If
you're a sucker for the best hot chocolate in the world,
yeah, no, it's really really good hot chocolate. You guys should definitely get it. I think it's better than like fucking Nesquik and all that shit. So
it is.
Like, why are you going to go to the store and get the Swiss package chocolate?
Swiss miss.
What's the point of that?
Swiss miss me with that shit.
Yeah, right? Come on now.
Let me see it. Yeah.
Hot chocolate. It's like
I got a whiff of it.
It's in the same bag as all of our coffee.
Truffle
so
hot
it
chocolate.
Doesn't get confusing.
I was like,
truffle hot chocolate. We got notes of dark chocolate, brown sugar, and a little bit of sweet.
I'd like that before.
And add some elegance to your day and indulge in the rich flavor of our perfectly smooth and creamy cocoa.
Good for you, Glen Coco.
Good for you, Glen Coco.
Have you smelled it, Matt?
Who can I?
Yeah, of course you can.
Fancy I'm going to take this. I'm
you can't
take this
smell from home. Here.
Austin Butler won Best Actor.
Oh, yes! Yes! What
about it? Oh, you love him, don't you?
I do. He deserves it.
Wow.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Smell that. Oh, baby.
Oh, it smells like Christmas.
It's delightful.
Hot cocoa. My hot cocoa.
So guys, make sure to get it at chromodo.com. It is out right now.
You can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post early access to all of our episodes. You're going to get it ad free. We also do a bonus episode every month. It's either going to be a high or a drunk episode with a guest that you guys love.
Which we got to do sometime. We have not done one in a while.
We'll do a high one. Will be next.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a high one.
And then we also post a Q&A every single month. And then you also get access to everything we've posted on Patreon since we started it as soon as you sign up. And then after the episode, we sit here and hang out for another like 20, 25 minutes and keep recording. It's called our Unwind, and you get to see us just hang out and just keep the chat
going. Well, now it's called the Recline and Unwind. So that's right. We change it up a little bit.
Yeah, we've been getting low.
Yeah. That's what we do. Let me show you a little sneak peek at what we do.
We tell...
And that's what we do. And we chill out like this.
And we tell secrets.
And we tell little secrets.
And we kiss.
We all make out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Four way, baby.
Have we ever kissed? We've never kissed. No. YouTube kiss.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
But hey, we're not going to talk about this now.
No.
We're going to
talk about it on the podcast.
Zane and I kissed.
Mm-hmm. Mariah has kissed somebody else in this room that wasn't Heath. But we're not going to say it until.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Until you see the unwind.
All right, unwinders. We'll see you in a second.
Peace out.
Later, baby.
Blessings. Love you. Kapow.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.